Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any of this. Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. It's Friday, October the 3rd. We're still 2025.
Yeah, just barely.
Hanging on.
My daughter Tegan wants people to know there are only 7 Fridays left till Christmas. She has got Christmas her mind. And when she tells how many days, that still sounds pretty far off. 7 Fridays till Christmas.
Wow.
I only need one.
You only
and I barely need that.
Oh, don't get me started.
To quote J.J. Jasper, as long as you got a convenience store or a truck stop, you're good to go.
I was just about to say, I say as long as the truck stop's open on Christmas Eve, I can finish my Christmas shopping.
Oh, man.
You know, nothing like a Snickers bar to tell your wife you love her, you know.
Nothing says I love you.
Like a Snickers bar on Christmas morn.
But sweetie, it's the really large size.
Large size. All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening. And JJ, tell us how this here game's played.
Well, before I do that, may I give a shout out to Daniel and Tiffany, Chris and Dorothy, Karen and Lucy and Pam and Jeffrey and David and Rita. We have the weekend with AFA. It's a retreat. People may have heard the spots on the air.
Yeah, having it. Mm-hmm.
And we met some folks came through yesterday and toured our brand-new building, our campus, which we have tours almost weekly. And we have people here from Tennessee, from a lot of people from Louisiana, a lot of people from Texas.
Pennsylvania, Iowa, Indiana,
our
Oklahoma.
Listeners are the best. One quick story. So this young man, he's a FedEx pilot, Daniel, his wife, Tiffany, they're at the table. He said, my dad was a pastor. We've listened to AFR growing up. He said, man, the funniest joke you told when I was in the seventh grade. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. First, I want to go home and put fresh tennis balls on the bottom of my walker. Yeah. Here, this guy's a FedEx pilot. And he said, I was in the seventh grade. We're in the car going to school. And he said,
you as a child.
Yeah. He said, you said a policeman pulled this guy over and said, license and registration. He looked at his license and it says here you wear glasses. You're not wearing glasses. He said, I have contacts. Officer said, I don't care who you're still getting the ticket. But anyway, we're having that retreat. Pray that goes well. Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, so many people. You guys are having a panel, and our listeners are absolutely the best.
Absolutely. So, this is not first-time callers. This is if you've called and gotten on the air, but it's in the last 8 weeks. So we have an 8-week waiting period between on-air appearances on Trivia Friday. So if you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, you're eligible to call and ask your trivia question or ask your question of us and answer one of ours, which we're about to give right now. You need to be 11 years old or older. The phone number is 888-58. This is the number to call us right now to be on the radio. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. And what else is there?
Well, we're going to ask 3 questions each, and one of these questions is what we call a mystery question.
Right.
And our listeners don't know which one of the questions is the mystery question.
That's why it's a mystery.
That's why it's a mystery. If they try to answer it and succeed in answering the mystery question, we will all hear this sound. The beloved cowbell
shall ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself an AFR ball cap.
That's right.
Our trucker's cap, a farmer's cap. It's
whatever kind of it's multi-descriptional. I know I'm talking a lot, but this is very exciting right here. Yes, that's a you can call me out on that. So this happened last week. John called in, and they won the couple. You were generous, and we gave them both an AFR ball cap. She said, "Well, we will wear them on our 49th anniversary on October the 2nd, less than a week away." Ed replied, "Aren't they cute?" Thinking they'll get them on time. Well, we did. Thank you so much. You made our anniversary a memorable one. And this is John and Marianne. Look at that.
Oh, they got their hats on.
AFR ball caps on.
Well, folks, for those of you who are listening and not watching,
good looking couple.
We're looking at the picture that they sent.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be playing Santa Claus in the church play.
He's got a pretty nice looking beard.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He's got a white beard. You got a white beard, JJ.
Well, I see.
Ed's got a white beard. Y'all are inspirational to me. I may go that direction.
You ought to. You've never grown a beard, have you?
I did once. Yeah.
Really?
I did once. And
I don't remember it. Not
well, it was
forever.
Been like 30 years ago or something like that.
But maybe time, Tim.
Yeah, come
maybe
on,
Maybe time
Tim.
To bring it.
I like shave like once a week. What do you think?
Well, I would guess it was that often. But
once a week you can get by with, you know, people say, well, hey, he looks unshaven. Well, how do you know I'm not preparing to be in a church play?
That's what I like. Have a,
you see what I'm saying?
I do.
You're judging me, and I'm going to be Peter.
Yes.
In the upcoming play,
exactly.
Next Easter,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Our Christmas church.
But you guys got rocking the white beard here,
and it's not on purpose.
Ho ho ho!
It's white.
Yeah.
It's white. All right. What do you got, Ed?
All right. Here are my three questions. First, now this is. Folks, this one's a little bit hard. You may have to look this up, but this should pop up pretty quickly if you Google this. It is baseball playoffs. Yankees knocked my team, the Red Sox, out, but I still have the I still have the joy of Jesus.
I'm going to spiritualize this.
All right, what is the only Major League Baseball team to turn two triple plays in the same game? All right? You'll look that up.
Wow, that would be the game to watch right
yes.
there.
Yes. What is the only Major League Baseball team to turn two triple plays in the same game? By the way, they did it the exact same way.
Tim, don't blurt both. It out, but do you know? Because you know all these stats.
Sports trivia?
Yes. Two triple plays. Yeah. That's something that's like getting struck by lightning on the same day.
Yeah.
All right, second question. If your doctor is running a test on your jejunum, what part of the body is he examining?
Don't go into that too much.
If your doctor is running a test on your jejunum, J-E-J-U-N-U-M, what part of the body is he examining?
Do you have to drink a bunch of liquid? For like 12 hours before you go get your jejunum checked.
Easy. Don't get too close to the edge. Yeah, you fall off the ledge there.
I know that there are some medical people out there who know exactly what that is.
You just wanted to say that word.
I did.
That's right.
And then third question.
What was the question? I'm sorry I interrupted.
Okay. If your doctor is running a test on your jejunum. There goes Tim's coffee. What part of the body is he examining? And I will be perfectly honest, Tim.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that name.
Yes.
And until someone answers it, we'll mock that name.
Wanted to see coffee come out his nose. True, honest goodness, true story. I'm on a flight right after COVID.
But you're not talking a lot. Go ahead.
On a flight right after COVID, and already the flight attendants, they're getting aggressive. And, put that mask on. I had it on, but it was below my nose. And she started to browbeat me. And I said, ma'am, thankfully, she was very young. I just used that to her disadvantage. I said, ma'am, when I was born, I said, my whole body is covered with epidermis. And I said, I'm not going to be able to wear this. And she just patted me on the arm and walked on by, nodded like, oh, wow, I didn't realize. And if she knew my jejunum was messed up too, I could have got
right. You could have got first
peanuts,
class.
Extra peanuts.
Got booted up to first
yes,
class.
Yes.
All right, third question. It's a true false. Burger King once sold a cologne that smelled like flame-broiled meat. Is that true or false? Burger King once sold a cologne that smelled like flame-broiled meat. Is that true or false?
I got one customer. I got my hand in the air.
I hope that's not true. But we've had stranger.
Oh, yes, we have.
Here's what I've got. First question, only two countries out of all the nations, only two countries have square flags. Name them. Two countries in the world have square flags. Second question, multiple choice. Who holds the record for the most NASCAR wins? Is it Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, or Dale Earnhardt? Who holds the record for the most NASCAR wins? Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, or Dale Earnhardt? Third question, true or false? NFL question. In 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers combined their team to form the Steagles. Is that true or false? 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers combined to form the Steagles. True or false?
All right. My questions... my questions are as follows. Number one, Parkers, Bombers, and Peas are types of what? Parkers, Bombers, Allison, my wife, she knew this.
Yeah, really?
Bad. I didn't know it. Parkers, Bombers, come on, Tim. Parkers, Bombers, and Peas are types of what? Number two.
I got an exterminator friend. He's going to know the answer to that.
To that one right there? All right, so my second question. Who made the song Que Sera Sera famous? Who made the song Que Sera Sera? Who made that famous?
Could you sing Robert
Could you just sing one little part of it, so give us a little, get like, us headed in the right direction.
Like kind of like Robert Goulet?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying, Robert J. Junum.
Oh, Robert J. Junum, yeah. He was, wow. There'll never be another one.
No.
You know?
You went to his last concert, didn't you?
Yeah. It was sad the way he, you know, that ended everything. Yeah. But
before he was done, he was doing reverse mortgage commercials. It was pretty sad.
All right, number three. What gets wet while drying?
Huh.
What gets, that's a little bit of a riddle.
Nice riddle.
Sure is.
What gets wet while drying?
That's it's my not third the heat, question. It's the humidity.
All right, get your J. Junum out.
All right.
Get ready to rock and roll here. What do we got? Who's up first?
We're going to Kansas, and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning. I have not called in over 6 months, and I couldn't remember the number, and I had to keep thinking and dialing over and over different ways. Finally got through, and I couldn't believe I was the first one.
Wow.
So you're the one who were hacking people's passwords here, Mary, huh? Yeah. So you just keep trying until it works.
That's right.
Mary, okay. I saw a meme this morning, Mary. It said, how can I remember the words to every single song from the 1970s, but I can't remember my password?
Yep. One password. Who has one password? That would be ideal.
All right, go ahead, Mary. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both, but I don't know any of the questions, so I'll pick a bad day to call in.
Okay.
JJ, I'll do that multiple choice one, please. I'll try that.
Okay, here's the question, multiple choice. Who holds the record for the most NASCAR wins? Is it Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, or Dale Earnhardt?
I'll say Richard Petty.
Nicely done.
Richard Petty.
Way to start us out. Richard Petty.
I got it.
You did. Mary, way
right
to go.
Out of the shoot, Mary. Richard Petty, 200 wins.
Wow.
Now, didn't he drive that blue Dodge? Did he have that cowboy hat that had, like, the feathers on the front?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Richard Petty or Dale Earnhardt?
Who? Richard Petty.
Oh, he still holds the record?
Yes, more than Jimmy Johnson or Dale Earnhardt. Number 43. It's like a
yeah,
blue
Yeah, he wore the sunglasses
tie.
The hat with the feather and
feathers
all that.
On the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, way to go, Mary. Yeah, do you have a question for us?
Yes. I heard a soundbite on Wall Builders program the other night, and I want to know if you know where the man with the highest IQ lives.
I'd say too well, Mississippi.
Not United States, I'll tell you.
What state that the...
No, he's not in the United States. What country?
What country? The man with the highest IQ.
You mean like today? Living today?
Yes, he's living, but I have a special reason to bring this up on this program.
Well, I'm just Mary, while we're putting our craniums together about IQ and everything... Albert Einstein, of course, everybody knows, you know, Albert Einstein, how brilliant all he accomplished. But his brother, Mary, his brother Frank was a monster.
You get it, Mary?
His brother Frank.
Frank.
His brother Frank was a monster,
Einstein,
Mary.
Frankenstein. You get it?
I'm kind of playing like Tim today. I can't keep up with
All right, guys, what about it? What country?
All I know is the guy doesn't live in Italy. We're not going to be up high on
They got the recipes over there, though.
Well, that's true.
They got the best recipes in the world. So, Mary, you're asking where he lives? What? Or it's a he. I don't know if it's a he.
Okay, I'm just going to say it's probably one of those Scandinavian countries.
I'm going to go China.
China?
China.
China. China. I'm going to go Sweden.
Why?
I don't know. I honestly.
All right, I'm gonna.
I thought you were talking about Italy and recipes, and I thought meatballs. Then I thought Scandinavian countries, and I thought Swedish meatballs.
Right.
And I went Sweden. I That's how my brain.
All right, Mary.
I'm
going
to say Israel.
Okay, where is he?
He lives in South Korea. His IQ is over 200, and he made a comment on the Wall Builders. They played the soundbite. His goal is to start churches in as many countries as he can under the respect and honor of Charles Kirk.
Wow.
Charlie Kirk.
Wow. Well, that proves the man is smart.
Yeah.
If he's going to start churches.
Wow.
What a way to spend a life doing that. So,
you know, that guy's IQ is over what?
200.
Over 200.
I needed him. When my kids were little, I needed him on Christmas Eve to help put some of those swing sets together. Because that L2 attaching to B5, and you know there's going to be two or three pieces missing. But to have a genius right there help you to make sense out of those directions, that would have been so
helpful. Thank
you, Mary.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, I've told this one before, but and this is embarrassing. But Allison and I had kids' stuff in the attic for Christmas. We had three children, obviously, and the small. And we were, I forgot what it was we were putting together. I think it was like a bike or something.
Right.
In the attic because it was freezing outside, you know, and didn't have a garage closed. So got it done, got it all put together. It took about 45 minutes or an hour.
No. Oh, I see.
You know where I'm going with this one?
I see where it's going now.
I just now.
Yeah. And then, you know, your back's hunched over, you know, you're...
finally got
yeah, you're, and it tests your marriage, really, right there, because you start... hand me that wrench.
Through.
Why'd you drop that wrench? That wrench...
Yeah.
Anyway...
And try not to step through where the joy start and come through your foot in the sheetrock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, you know where this is.
Yeah.
So, we got it rolled over barely to the... hit my head on the 2x4 or something like that. to the attic.
Attic door.
Attic door.
That and, little cord.
It
lacked, little
lawnmower. It lacked about 1 inch. It lacked about 1 inch. And you talk about trying to force something. And also, you know, that's when you're tempted with bad words.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
At least you have the feeling of bad words coming up in you.
Yes.
You know, so, word.
Listen, in a situation like that, I would have been tempted to get a saw.
Yeah.
Rather than
a saw,
than take a wheel off.
Or you can just use your foot and try to bust a hole open to get that one extra inch on your
man.
Anyway.
Oh man.
All right.
Hey, that's the first time I've ever heard that story.
Yeah, that really happened.
That's a
and that wasn't
story.
Like her. It would have been like me. Typical and probably something I'd have done, but
yeah.
She had a lapse there. Allison did. Sure, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying?
But having known Allison for a long time, yeah. And JJ has too, moment. That was probably her last lapse.
Her last, yes, momentary lapse.
Yeah.
All right, and who's up next, Ed?
All right, we're going to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. It's been a long 8 weeks.
Howdy, Haywood.
Where do you live in Mississippi?
Kosciuszko, not the geographical center.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Let's do both. I'll try the true or false about the Burger King.
All right. There here's we the go. Question, Haywood.
You rule!
Burger King once sold a cologne that smelled like flame-broiled meat. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm like Tim. I hope that's false.
I know, Haywood. Me too, right?
It is absolutely true.
Oh, no.
What?
In 2008, they introduced their flame cologne. It smelled like flame-broiled meat. It was a short-lived kind of a...
Really?
Stunt.
Yeah,
short-lived, yeah. Huh? Wonder how that one didn't work.
Hey, I'm
advertising stunt, but it's absolutely true.
I said, like, a few weeks out from Christmas, if they'd come up with a cologne smell like hickory, wood smoke, or saddle leather, or just some of these kinds of things...
I got some October I used to get out my pumpkin spice. You know, pumpkin cologne. Spice cologne?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
funny you say that because I stopped and got a pumpkin spice latte on my way in, and I'm getting a pumpkin spice oil change in my truck this afternoon.
I know.
I say if you can't beat them, join them. I'm all in.
Well, that's joining them. That's going full bore down the pumpkin spice rabbit hole.
Haywood, if your wife's listening, she knows what to get you for Christmas this year. Some cologne that smells like, what'd you say it is, Ed?
Flame broiled meat.
All right. What's your question for us, Haywood?
Okay, I got a true or false one also. It's a biblical question. Samson defeated the Philistines. What do we call that country or that area? What do we call that today?
Where Samson defeated the Philistines?
You two have a real good chance at that.
Because well, we're talking, okay, we're going to talk amongst day. Ourselves here, Haywood.
What part of Israel? You're talking about what part of Israel?
Would it be Gaza?
What section of Israel?
I'm thinking Gaza.
Would, yeah, I think Gaza. That's where the Philistines,
yeah,
that's where they hung out, I think.
We'll say Gaza, Haywood.
Well, that would be correct.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to clap for us.
Yes, yes.
Right here.
Yeah, and let's, you know, we're having fun, but let's pray for everything that's happening in that region. Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is, as you can look at the map there, but if you travel there too, so many of the places that are named today are biblical names. So
absolutely.
You're talking about places that have been around for millennia.
Yeah.
And they're still named the same thing, which only proves that the Bible is more proof that the Bible is a book of history.
Right. You know? And reliable.
And reliable. Yes.
All the digs, the archaeologists, everything that's going on there. Hey, and you guys have tours in the springtime if people want to go to the Holy Land.
We're going to Israel in March. We're probably three-quarters of the way full.
Wow.
Yes.
Already.
That would make a good Christmas present for your pastor and their spouse.
Sure would.
So if you want to go with us to the Holy Land in March, I'm talking about 6 months from now or 5 months, whenever it is, just go. If you want all the information, go to wildmangroup.com. WILDMON group.com. All the information's there.
And if you want to get it for your pastor, you only have 7 Fridays before Christmas. So you need to get a couple of committee meetings together, the elders and the deacons, and make that happen.
We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You know, human beings being what they are, they are prone to make mistakes. Some of the mistakes we make are very serious and costly. Some of them, however, are very innocent and often very humorous. I recently ran across this humorous little mistake made by a florist in Harrisburg, Illinois. Somehow the cards on two bouquets were switched. One, a birthday bouquet to a housewife from her husband, read, "Congratulations, hope the baby is doing fine." Well, the other card, to a mother in the hospital with her first child, read, "27, hope you have many more." Well, it would be fine if all of our mistakes were such humorous ones. Maybe we could laugh a little more. But the truth about it is that some of the mistakes we make are not so funny. Some of them are dead serious. Paul, in writing to the Christians in Galatia, wrote what I have in mind here. "Make no mistake about this," he said. "God is not to be fooled. A man reaps what he sows." There are some basic truths in life that no man can escape, and one of them is that we reap what we sow. Not long ago, a parent expressed concern to me that their children didn't attend church as regularly as the parent wanted them to, and yet the parent attended very seldom. We reap what we sow. Maybe this is old hat to you. Maybe you've already heard it. That doesn't change the fact that it's true. Sometimes we become so accustomed to that which is true that we regard it very lightly. We make a terrible mistake when we do this. There is in this life that we live two roads on which we can travel, the high road or the low. There are natural consequences that follow the choice we make. The reason that the carpenter came into this world was to get people to walk the high road. He came to lead them in their journey of life down the high road. He'll never force us to choose the high road. And if we wish to choose the low road, he gives us the freedom to do so, even though it breaks his heart. There's a little poem that fits this idea so well. It goes like this. "But to every man there openeth a highway and a low, and every man decideth the way his soul shall go." You see, it is in the final analysis our decision to choose what kind of life we live here on earth. People can influence us, but we have the final decision in what our life will be. Our lives are, after all, just about what we want them to be. And after we make our decision about what we will do with our life, we reap the results. For those who seek the answer in houses, lands, and rings will someday find that empty lives are just as empty, filled with things. Yes, we make mistakes. Mistakes are the trademarks of humanity. But whatever else we may do, let us keep the truth of this in mind. Make no mistake about this. God is not to be fooled. A man reaps what he sows. If he sows in the field of his lower nature, he will reap from it a harvest of corruption. But if he sows in the field of the Spirit will bring him a harvest of eternal life. Incidentally, what kind of crop do you expect?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Beloved, we are now children of God, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when Christ appears, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is, and everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as Christ is pure. 1 John 3, 2 and 3.
American Family Radio.
After Mozart,
that's it.
We're talking one of the most influential pieces of music in the 20th century, right there. You know,
absolutely, an anthem. That's more than a song. That was a movement,
right? All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR. If you want to watch this show on the internet, and who wouldn't? Go to stream.afa.net. Here's the website to go to watch the video of the show. And with JJ's waving at everybody who's watching already, stream.afa.net. We also are on Facebook Live and on YouTube. Just type in today's issues, right? All right, Tim, Ed, and JJ, let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas, and then we go back to the phones.
I'll have to add one answered.
You add one.
First question, and folks, You are allowed to research these questions. You may have to look this one up, but I found this fascinating. What is the only Major League Baseball team to turn two triple plays in the same game? Second question, if your doctor is running a test on your jejunum, what part of the body is he examining? Jejunum, J-E-J-U-N-U-M. And I'm going to add a question since we're on the subject of the body. What is the biggest, what?
What are you, go to medical school or
no,
something?
Listen.
Flunk out?
No. No, when I find a trivial website that's got questions,
you get stuck there.
You're stuck
on snakes for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, he was, but you get the portal.
Yeah.
Look, when you start.
It's a black hole.
It's
in the trivia question portal.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's how I got like baseball questions.
That trivia vortex.
Yes.
It starts spinning, and there you go down
the black hole just sucks
him
in.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Would you like me to
use something else? We're sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
No, right. It's very interesting.
Yeah. A lot of us wanted to go to medical school, and we weren't able, so this is good for us.
Right. All right. What is the biggest joint in your body? What is the biggest joint in your body?
So I think this is a good time to offer a PSA. A lot of people are going to get out and work in the yard tomorrow, cooler mornings. Please do not overdo it. And throw your jejunum out. I mean, chiropractors usually aren't open on Saturday.
You're right.
The ER, they can only do so much.
It's words to the wise.
Yeah, that's a little PSA for you. Here's what I've got. First question is Ed.
And don't go Google it. Don't be a self doctor where you go Googling your jejunum. And finding out how to treat it on your own.
You need
a professional.
That's right. Now that is that's good. That's good medical advice coming from this.
Don't put a clover leaf behind your ear and wish it away.
Well, and if you just spell it and get one letter wrong, it's going to take you to psych. Right. It's going to get you fired. It'll get you called into HR. All right. Yeah. Here's how you can work on your car all by yourself. All right, here's what I've got. And as Ed said, it's okay if you have to research this. I don't expect to know this at the top of your head.
Right.
All the nations in the world, only two countries have square flags. Mm. Name them. Only two countries have square flags.
Somebody's got to be different.
Name them. Second question, true or false? The NFL, in 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers combine to form the Steagles. Yeah. Is that true or false? And another little known fact, in the locker room, the players were wearing cologne that smelled like flame broiled
meat. Yeah.
Hamburgers.
They also opened for Leonard Skinner.
No, there's my true or false question.
The Steagles did.
I'm going to add one, multiple choice, make it easy for you. Mm-hmm. What is the most common blood type in the world? What is the most common blood type in the world? Is it O positive?
O negative,
A positive, or A negative? Which is the most common? And I didn't list all the. There are actually eight main blood types. Do you know your blood type?
I don't either. I took a picture of the little card that I got from the Bloodmobile.
Right.
Because I can never remember it. So if I'm ever bleeding and they say, what's your blood type?
That's what I was thinking.
I would say, get my phone. Look, there's a folder with important documents.
I went to Africa and Israel this year, and I thought, it'd be helpful if I knew my own blood type. Because they're going to think, what kind of person doesn't know the basic information? But none of the three of us know our blood type. Well, here's the question again. What's the most common blood type in the world? Multiple choice, O positive, O negative. A positive or A negative?
My three questions are Parkers, Bombers, and Peas are what are types of what? Parkers, Bombers, and Peas are types of what? Number two, who made the song Que Sera Sera famous? That's my baby boomer question of the week. And number three, what gets wet while drying? What gets wet while drying? Back to the phone, Ed.
All right, let's go to, what do you guys think about North Carolina? Mm-hmm. I'd like to take a visit there. Herman is on the line. Herman from North Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, appreciate you.
Herman, you old Tar Heel, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
With the who made the case, Ross, Ross song.
There we go.
Okay, baby boomer question. How old are you, Herman?
I'll be 65 November the 7th.
Okay, you're in our wheelhouse here, here.
Herman, it would be more helpful for you if Tim sang just a little bit of it to get you started in the right direction. Happy.
I'll defer on that. I will have to defer. I know my blood type, and it just don't match with that.
So... is that a no?
That's a no.
He does not want you to sing.
I think he said hard pass. That's what he was saying in his head, but he tried to make it a little more diplomatic.
But I will say this song is going to be stuck in my head all day long.
Okay, the question that Herman's going to answer, who made the song Que Sera Sera famous? And the answer is?
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Oh, that's right.
Doris Day. So you didn't remember that?
No, but I started drinking a lot more orange juice ever since I got turned on to Doris.
Oh, was she an orange juice advertisement?
She did for a while. Yeah.
How'd you know that, Herman? Canceled. You just remember Doris Day? You just remember that?
Well, my wife happened to be listening at the same time I did, and she blurted it out first.
Okay.
But yes, I do remember that.
Doris Day, her quote heyday would have been in the 50s, 50s. I don't know about 40s, but 50s, 60s,
70s to the 70s.
70s. Yeah. She had a long career as an actress and a singer. And this Que Sera Sera came from a movie.
Yeah.
But everybody my age and older knows it.
I'm going to give you a good comparison. Doris Day was the counterpart of Pat Boone. She was wholesome, squeaky clean, and in fact, she was the very first person, I would say, to get canceled because she spoke out and said, hey, biblical marriage is between one man and one woman.
I thought
woman.
That was Anita Bryant.
That's Anita Bryant.
Oh, is that who you should?
Yeah, you're moving on down the road.
I'm getting my squeaky clean actresses.
That's okay, though. You got a good memory back to that about orange
Well, the jejunum's the first thing to go when it comes to your memory.
that's true. Duly noted.
That's right.
All right, Herman, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do, but I also like to say Doris Day was always very eloquent. And ladylike.
Yes, yes.
It was when TV was wholesome and you could really, your family could watch it.
That's right. Yeah, she's kind of Doris Day and the Pat Boone, you know.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah, I'll do it anyway. I don't care.
Whatever will be.
It was a song from a movie.
Let's move along.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Herman.
Let's move right along.
Herman, what's your question for us? Hey, you're speaking on behalf of thousands of listeners, by the way. They're saying thank you, Herman.
Thank you.
What's your question for us?
I have to grade you on a curve because it's kind of every time I look it up, it's different. But who had the longest in-air pass in the NFL?
In history?
Tim's going to know.
Who had the longest?
Has the in-air pass.
Okay. So
in terms of like
distance.
I mean, rolling it like a bowling ball? What do you mean in-air? Okay. They're all in-air.
No, throwing it.
No.
From this point to the point where the player caught it.
That's what you are talking about, Herman, what Ed described, right?
Correct, yeah.
Point to point.
In air pass, not receiving and run down the field.
Oh, I got you.
In the air pass.
Tim or Ed, you guys have a great chance.
Well, there's been so many quarterbacks over the decades. You're talking about in the NFL, right, Herman?
Correct, NFL.
Because I'd put Doug Flutie in college. I'd put Doug Flutie right up there with his pass against Miami when he played for Boston College. Yeah. But for pros, I don't know.
Give us a hint. Can you give us any other kind of hint?
He's still playing.
Wow.
He's still playing.
Well,
so Aaron Rodgers, maybe?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Who is
Baker
it?
Baker Mayfield. You get different answers every time you look it up. It says Baker Mayfield threw a 70.5-yard pass in air in a Hail Mary in 2020.
Was it caught?
Then it goes on. Unfortunately, it goes on to say that Randall Cunningham holds an earlier record of 76 yards, but it don't give you any stats about it. That's why I went to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is a different sport, but I just heard a couple of days ago, I think I heard it on y'all's show, where a pitcher did like 104.5, the fastest pitch
for the Padres
ever recorded here with the playoffs for baseball.
But they did a drug test him after the game.
So
it was an unfortunate.
You don't even need a joke
situation.
About that.
It was
104.5. Wow. You throw that on somebody's chin if they're crowding the plate.
Yeah.
So it was Baker Mayfield for the Tampa Bay.
That's good.
Buccaneers threw a 60, what did you say it was?
70.
70.5.
70.5 yard in air Hail Mary pass.
Did the guy catch it?
Yeah, he made a
journey. Oh, yeah.
Completion.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Hey, that's Herman, crazy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Herman.
Tell our North Carolina friends hello.
All right, you're listening to
Trivia Friday
on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we go back to the phones, Ed.
Let's go to Arkansas. Samuel is on the line. Samuel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Right, I haven't been on in about 5 years.
Wow. Well, then you qualify. You're eligible.
More than 8 weeks between.
Samuel, what part of Arkansas?
Pine Bluff, west of Pine Bluff.
Okay, well, this is a little too far from you. Next weekend, I won't be here Friday. Next weekend, Saturday night, I'll be doing a night of comedy and inspiration, Bethany Missionary Baptist Church.
Where?
In Onia, Arkansas. Then the next morning, speaking at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. That's just right over from Mountain View. So that's next Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Every 50 miles, you're going to run into a Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in America. They're like Dollar Generals.
Or a Bethel, or a, what are some, Shiloh, you know, just some different
places. Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove, yeah.
I mean, a man could be the pastor of 4 Pleasant Groves in his career, don't you?
Yeah, you say, I've been pastoring at Pleasant Grove my whole life.
And no, they say, which one? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Samuel, which ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I got technically the one I wanted to answer about the Burger King got answered, so I'm going to answer one I had to look up, the square flag one.
Here's the question. Only 2 countries have square flags. Name them.
Switzerland and Vatican City.
That's right.
Wow.
Switzerland and Vatican City. And I'll say this, Samuel, I don't know a lot about Switzerland, but their flag is a plus. I just want to go on record for saying that.
No, don't do it, Samuel. Don't encourage that.
You are on record.
Don't. He doesn't need much encouragement. He'll take one laugh.
Samuel, what's your question for us?
Mine's a biblical question. Moses died on a mountain. He looked over to the promised land. That mountain has 2 names. What are the 2 names?
Tim, this is your question.
Well, one of them's Nebo, isn't it? We were just talking amongst ourselves.
Nebo.
Samuel, isn't it?
In a movie, wasn't it? Isn't it a Disney movie?
I think you're thinking of The Matrix. Nebo.
Under the sea or something like that? Huh?
Yeah. Finding Nebo.
We see that scene, and I wonder
question is what? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah, he was on the mountain. He looked out over.
Moses.
He wasn't able to go into the promised land, but he went up there, and the Lord, you know.
But the mountain has 2 names.
Mountain has 2 names.
Says. I think
Nebo is one.
I think
one.
Nebo.
It's not Mount Hermon, is it?
In northern Israel. This is mood. I think it's the same.
Someone, if they had enough faith, they probably might have moved down.
I like that, Ed.
All right, we don't know.
Nebo's one.
Yeah, what's the answer, Samuel?
Nebo is one, and if I'm not mistaken, Pisgah is the other.
Mount Pisgah.
Mount Pisgah.
You see that?
There's plenty of Mount Pisgah churches
out
there,
too. Yes, there are.
Too.
That's it. You know?
There's a Pisgah, Mississippi, isn't there?
I think so.
Hey, Herman, Samuel, have a great weekend. God bless you.
What did you call
him? Herman. You called him Herman. Mount Herman.
Also, we had a Herman a while ago.
Yeah. Thank you, Samuel.
Yeah. All right, so you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we thank you for listening to AFR. You guys got questions left here?
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is, are we good to go till the top of the hour?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Without repeating our questions. That's
right.
What I'm saying. All right, let's go.
All right, we'll go back. We're going to stay in Arkansas, and Pamela is on the line. Pamela, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. is my first time calling in, and they told me that this was for not for rookies. But, you know, I went to Cracker Barrel this morning, and I got this toy piano, and I turned on my car because I always keep on AFR, and I thought you asked a trivia question about the Carpenters.
Okay, what that was the intro to the show, which we use every week or most every week. You heard it. Yeah, you did hear that. That's from a previous stellar.
Oh, yeah.
Trivia Friday.
It was stellar.
It was a stellar performance there. So,
okay.
That's okay. You got some kind of Carpenter trivia for us or something?
Actually, okay. Do you want to, you guys can pick something. Either something very short that you might say, you might guess at, or you can elaborate for an hour on the second question.
Let's go with the short.
Let's go.
Yeah. Probably need to go. We could do that.
We can listen. Okay. We can elaborate.
I know you can.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Who was? I know. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was Ehud in Judges, in the book of Judges? Judges 3.
Who was Ehud?
Yes.
Yes.
I know who Ahab was.
Yeah, Ehud. E H D.
Is he a friend of his?
I don't think so.
Ehud and Arab. And what was
Ahab,
his name?
Arab.
Ahab.
Ehud. Well,
Ray Stevens,
now,
chapter 4. I think. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, Pamela, are you asking, I mean, because Ehud was a judge, wasn't he? Is that what you're asking?
No.
Okay.
What was Ehud's role in Judges 3?
Yeah, what role did he play?
Well, he played Barney Fife for the Christmas. no, that was different. Okay, that was a different guy.
Yeah.
Ehud.
We're looking at the pastor.
Oh, listen, I'm straining here. If you can't, I may throw my jejunum
straining
out.
Straining at a gnat?
Yes.
You're trying to swallow a camel?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Does this have something to do with
the ballpark.
A tent peg in the temple?
A left-handed Benjamite.
He was a left-handed Benjamite.
And he was sent by God to do something.
What? He was.
God, Tim, whatever you're thinking, you might as well say it.
You talk about the Bible, you can get really.
All right, Pamela, you know you're going
to gotta
be
careful.
I've read all these stories, but.
A left-handed Benjamite.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
You can't trust him, frankly.
That's a stereotype.
you don't want to get in a business deal with a left-handed Benjamite.
I know what
watch
it is.
Law and Order. If you watch Law and Order. About every fifth show, they're dealing with the left-handed Benjamite.
That's right.
Who's involved in some kind of criminal activity. And
yes.
It's just like they shouldn't be stereotyped this way.
Okay.
That's right.
Let me see if this is
all right. I think I saw the light bulb go on.
Two things. One is he was sent in like the Joab, one of those guys. Anyway, but because they always reached a certain way, they knew, okay, he's not going to stab me. And he hugged him. And because he was left-handed, he stabbed him.
I do remember that story now.
That story,
and it went all the way to the hilt.
Or the king that was so overweight that he stabbed him, and it sucked the dagger on in, and he went on out the window. He locked the door, so the king's bit him. It's going to be one of those stories. And I know I'm all over the place,
no,
Pamela, but one of those two stories. Which
then we
is,
got
and they locked the...
Ozempic.
They locked the door on the ark.
No, stop. Yeah. And then Ahud.
I think you're right, though. I think
all
you're
those
right.
Animals came two by two to Ahud. All right. Which one of those stories? Which one of those stories is it?
Oh, man. I'm just ready for a lightning bolt somewhere.
Did JJ get close?
Well, it's pretty close, but. He was a left-handed Benjamite, and he wore a two-edged sword on his right hip. Mm. So when he encountered the king, he hugged him, and the king would never suspected, because he was left-handed, that he would stab him.
Right.
And the king was so fat that when Ehud put his knife in, he couldn't withdraw it because his fat covered the knife.
Right.
Yes, went in all the way to the hilt. And that's where we get the name of the Hilton hotel chain. A lot of people don't realize that. Because the king slept with the fishes, And they had a good night's sleep, and that's how Hilton got.
Everybody went to Cracker Barrel.
They locked the door. He locked the doors, and he went down the sewer. He went down the gutter, and then the guys came and said, well, the king's still in there with the doors shut. And the guy said, I've come to tell you I've got a message from God for you. And so they left him alone and gave him Ehud time to escape.
Wow.
But, hey, and you know what? Now, when I got that a little bit confused on the front end, Pamela, in my defense, my nighttime story for the kids is Jonah, the shepherd boy, and his ark of many colors.
Pamela, that was a great
tribute.
We
have a problem with biblical illiteracy today.
We turn to the jury right now and say, I'll rest my case.
All right, Pamela. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
So, Pamela, you didn't want to answer one of the questions we had?
Well, I was going to answer the case of Ross Raw, but a man took it, which I was very surprised about.
Yeah.
Ooh,
what are you trying to say there?
That didn't sound right.
No, it's not like that. I'm just surprised a man would know that. But he did confess his wife.
Whoa, wait a second, Pamela.
That's inappropriate. Pamela.
I knew the answer to it.
Because I know none of your sports questions.
Yeah. Well, Pamela, let me just say, when I was growing up, I didn't know any guy my age who didn't have a crush on Doris Day. Yeah. She was a very pretty lady, and so I knew the answer to that question.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah.
He's wanting to belt it out. Tim, don't hold back.
Hey, Pamela, we are glad you got on, and you were delightful. Thank you. That was a great trivia question.
And, you know, she sounded pretty smart for a woman.
Ooh.
Whoa, that's on JJ right there.
You see what I did there, right?
We saw what you did there.
That's that shouldn't be enough to get me in trouble with my wife and five daughters.
You know, que sera, sera, whatever will be. That's
the future's not ours to see.
No,
Tim.
That I know. And so that's what that's kind of the motto we Mississippi State football fans live by right there, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, when that song came out, the sales for those carnival fortune tellers went way down. They lost much business from that.
Que sera, sera?
Yeah, the future's not ours.
You know what language that is, by the way? I'm serious. Do you know what language that is?
It's either Spanish or Italian.
Then they're similar. Spanish.
Yeah.
Que sera, sera. You know how you spell it?
Yes.
With a
Q. Q-U-E. S-E-R-A.
Yeah. S-E-R-A. That's right. Sarah, Sarah. What does that mean? That does mean
it means
whatever will be,
whatever
will be.
Whatever will be, will be.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, do we have time for a call?
I don't think we do, but okay.
I tell you what, let's do
here.
If we redo our questions now, then when we come back from the break, we won't have to.
We'll go right into the to the phones.
Let's do it.
Right. And then first.
Then after that, it'll be que sera, sera.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
You know? Why don't you, before we get to our questions, tell our listeners where you're going to be speaking?
I would appreciate your prayers. Tonight I'm doing stand-up comedy at the weekend AFA retreat.
I'm looking forward to that.
Next weekend, Saturday night, a night of comedy and inspiration, Bethany Missionary Baptist Church in Oney, Arkansas. They're limited on space, and the same for Sunday morning.
They're spaced out, in other words.
No, they're limited on space. And then Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, I'll be speaking Sunday morning. That's right down the road from Oney, and all of that is about 25 miles from Mountain View.
How do you find out where you're going to be? If people want to invite you to speak in their town,
JJJasper.com.
At Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, how do they do that?
JJJasper.com.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here are my three questions. You may have to look this one up. What is the only Major League Baseball team to turn two triple plays in the same game?
Wow.
Second question, if your doctor is running a test on your jejunum, what part of the body is he examining?
Yeah.
And then, what is the biggest joint in your body? That's what I've got.
True or false, NFL 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers combined to form the Steagles. Is that true or false? And then what is the most common blood type in the world? Tim?
My questions are Parkers, Bombers, and Peas are types of what? And number two, what gets wet while drying?
What?
Wow.
Yes. What gets wet while drying? That's my second question. We'll be back in about 4.5 minutes or so, 5 minutes, and then we'll get back. We'll have another half hour of Learning University right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.